You ready?
Mm-hmm. Did I see you down in a young girl's town with your mother in so much pain? Harvest by Neil Young. Thank you, Jimmy, for playing the piano. What is that sound? Oh, is it just the sound of silence? All right, harvest, yes. The harvest is upon us. And soon you may be harvested and made into a zombie's lunch. Only if you took the vaccine for COVID, though. Worry not. Many, many, many of you will soon have to take the vaccine. As they're speaking of things like vaccine passports in order to travel. Have I not been saying this for a while now? It goes, pandemic, race war, air parenthesis, natural disasters, food shortages, complete doing away with of natural gas. What comes after that? False alien invasion. They've already done the disclosure that happened at the top of this COVID entertainment hour. And then eventually, they're going to be like, oh, these natural disasters, they've all happened because of climate change. Because you pig people are fucking such pigs, you're killing Mother Earth. Then everyone feels so guilty, not guilty enough to stop eating McDonald's, buying fast fashion, Maybe you recycle a bit more, which ironically is worse for the planet than if you didn't recycle and just sent it all to the same dump. And they force us all out of our single-family homes and into high-rise condominiums, Agenda 21 style, with your automatic flushing toilet that conveniently scans your urine or feces to tell you what diseases are brewing in your little drone-bot body after your DNA, RNA, whatever, has been modernized. And you're now experiencing the singularity. as man and machine merge, you know, you'll be able to pick out your kid's butthole color. Like, make sure she's got a butthole that doesn't need to be bleached. But you got to watch that shade, because what if you're black and then you have a kid with a totally white butthole? That's going to be really weird, you know, but to each his own. Butthole color and every other aspect of life will be in the control of man, just as God intended it. Wait a second. Something's not right here. That's not what God intended. I think God's in control of what color all of our buttholes are. But that's just me. I know there's many, many, many agnostics and atheists out there to whom I would just like to send the reminder that without God, there is no atheism. So do with that which thou wilt. But man, just when you think times are going to be chill, look at us. The vaccines rolled out. They're starting to open things up again, like the legs of your high school's sluttiest cheerleader. Things begin to open and life is full of hope and possibilities once more. Well, wouldn't you know it, just today, the 4-4 portal, which is April 4th, 2021, there's a new variant, it would seem, found in San Francisco. And isn't that where they found the first COVID as far as America's COVIDs went? I have said, I don't know if I said it on the show, I'm pretty sure I did. I feel like a broken record lately. But I've been saying they're going to start to open up, as they've been doing, let you go see a movie or two, let you eat indoors at the restaurant, just so you can remember what it used to be like to be normal, pre-tribulation, before your television and your phone started telling you that there was a worldwide death pandemic. Now, despite me not knowing still, not one person who has died of COVID, except for one person's 92-year-old grandmother, I don't know if that counts, you know, in spite of all that, you know, I'm not a COVID denier. I do think COVID is real. It's obviously a real thing. Was it made by probably our government? Yeah. It was China. No, it wasn't. Stop pretending all these people are like not on the same side. It's not us versus China. It's us, the people who don't have any power, versus them, the people who do have all the power. The Rh negative 1%ers with all the money, who rape and drink the blood of children. I know that sounds crazy, but the truth is designed to sound crazy so that you will automatically dismiss it and think nothing of it and be like, there's Annie Hardy, she's so insane. It's like, yeah, I am insane. In comparison to every person who's believing everything that the news tells them, that they see on their TV, this box, right, that tells lies to your vision. When you watch it, you're watching fictional shows every hour on the hour. But then, a couple times a day, the news comes on. And you say, ooh, doggy, this is the one show where they're telling me the truth. It's not this other one about the vampire show. It's not this other one about, like, some I don't know what. It's this one called The News. And there's all these ugly people on it. That's how I know it's true. It's an ugly politician show. Politics are real. Science is real. And they tell me on the TV today that there's a new strain of COVID, and they showed me a video picture of the inside of a hospital. And inside that hospital, there's so many people, they're all so sick, their dicks are falling off onto the floor, and their moms are not even allowed to go in there and give them one last kiss before they die in the fucking blood clot central, you know, lung pneumonia explosion. I know that there's no other shows on this television that tell me the truth. I know that even these so-called reality shows aren't exactly telling me the truth. I know they're pretending to, but they're quite obviously scripted and manipulated. But I think that they stop all that when it comes to the news, despite the fact that these channels are owned by the same two people. I feel like I'm getting a very, you know, objective, true thing. I'm either watching Fox News, Tucker Carlson, me, and Ariel Pink's haunted insurrection, kicking back, watching some good old truth, good old boys news, or I'm watching that alt-left Antifa ABC CBS. And they're all telling the truth or some semblance of it, right? Right. Genius. And all the punkers from back in the day now have become that which they have always fought against. Fascists. Commies. Communist fascists. And they're even repping communism. What a good idea. Let's see how that works out for you. You know? You think capitalism is bad? Wait till you feel like what it's like to be on the other end of a Nazi Gestapo's gun as they file you into the Burbank concentration camp off Forest Lawn Drive. Lest we forget who set up this whole entire stupid shithole country that I love so much, America. The United States of America. You know, this is a country that is supposed to be ruled under the law of God. But I think now this is a country where many have forgotten or straight up deny God. This is a fucking the epicenter. This is fucking, what is that place called? This is Sodom and Gomorrah. This is fucking not a party anymore, brah. This is where they brought all the Nazi war criminals. And if you don't believe me on that, then you're an idiot because I am only referencing declassified government documents, Project Paperclip. Look it up, buttfuck. You know, look it up, Project Bluebeam, about these aliens. I don't just make this shit up out of thin air. You know, I'm not making up this zombie apocalypse out of thin air. I'm not making any of it up. I'm always going off something I learned about. And if I am making it up, or I have some sort of psychic intuition, I say so. And if I don't believe in something, or I'm not sure, I say so. So, suck it. But, yeah, the CDC has put up, and I'm sure it's tongue-in-cheek, a joke of some sort, but they put up some guidelines for the zombie apocalypse. And they've made May 2021 Zombie Awareness Month. Why would they do that? In light of this COVID, this very real coronavirus that's killing tens of 11s of people out there, killing much more people who just need to go to the hospital and can't, because can't nobody go to these big empty hospitals, some empty, some full of COVIDs. You know, my best friend's a nurse. Sometimes she says the fucking beds at max, there's no beds, you know, until somebody kicks the bucket. She says, very real. I got another friend with intel, says, you know, he's an embalmer. He said, in the beginning, he was embalming COVID after COVID, and their blood was just nothing but clots, nothing but these spiralized blood clots, no blood running through the veins. That sounds nasty. And he said they couldn't even keep up. He wakes up and he works until he drops, and he got the COVID, and then he got better, and he's Rh negative. So I was wrong. Rh negatives can catch COVID because now I know a few who've got it. At first, no COVIDs in sight for the Rh negative community. But wouldn't you know, the COVID virus is mutating. And now we're opening up, and this bitch from the fucking, I don't know who she works for, but she was on the news. She's like, I have an impending sense of doom. And she's doing this fake crying thing, which I don't know if the rest of the world is honest with themselves and others enough to see that she's fake crying, or if they just want to believe, or if everyone's so deluded and so afraid of dying because all they have is this life, that they just are afraid. And when you're afraid, you know, your frontal cortex, your amygdala, your fucking whatever governs your logic and fucking not being an idiot part of your brain is literally shut down if you're in fear or if you're really angry. So between the mob of offendables and the people who are godless and terrified to die because they don't know what's going to happen to them, no frontal cortex is in sight. Everybody is malleable and easily influenced by these government come mainstream media, you know, gods and goddesses who are out there to protect them. Do you fucking idiots really think that the same government who makes us pay to live on land that is free, should be free? We should just ask the land, hey, yo, can I live here? Yeah? You know, or no? We're not supposed to be living like this in these houses that don't go nowhere. We're tribal travelers, you know? We're supposed to be in tribes. We're supposed to be traveling. And we're supposed to be living off the free land because how the fuck, who the fuck ever bought land? Who did they pay for it? God? Who said, okay, this is mine? Some asshole European prick who's like, hey, Indians, fucking huff these blankets covered in COVID. Now you're dead, finally. I'll take this, thank you very much. Like some bully from like an 80s movie. Like, thanks, nerds, my land. Like, you can't own land. That, who the fuck are you paying for? Oh, the banks. Well, who the fuck opened the banks? You know, who the fuck said that any of this was okay? This don't make sense. Maybe I'm just thinking about things from like a psychopath, retarded person's mind. And probably I am. But I look at the evidence, the fruit that I bear in my life, you know? That's the way you know. It's not what somebody says. Didn't we learn that from the narcissist? The narc will tell you a million things, and they always, man, some of the most just delinquent, decrepit, have nothing, gone nowhere, loser people of the world seem to have the most to tell me about my life and what I'm doing wrong and how I should be living. And it's like, bro, don't you, what? Fuck off. Like, you look at your life. Your life is tiny because you're a prick and nobody wants to be around a prick. You know, I'm not like number one Jesus girl of all time or nothing, but it's like, I think the fruits of my labors speak for themselves. Like, I don't know, people like me, people care about me. Not everyone, a lot of people hate me, but there are people who these things I do, stupid shit, like this stupid podcast, like this is an insane thing to do, you know? But I get these like incredible messages about how much it's helped people. Because that's what happens when you open up and you speak your truth, which is all of our purpose here on the planet. Not to fucking work some dimwit suck fuck job and be someone's fucking slave, okay? It's not to make money. It's not to buy cars. It's not to look cool. It's not to fucking, you know, be untouchable, you know, and have all the guys or the girls want to fuck you. Like, that's not, that doesn't mean shit. It's not to even be, like, successful and make all the money and be so famous and be so Hollywood and your band is so huge and your rap career goes off and you sell out your shows. At the end of the day, you can do all that stuff and it still means absolutely nothing. And if you ever get to that point, because I mean, most of you probably won't or aren't even trying to wisely. But if anybody, that's your goal, is to get fucking famous and successful, You will get there, if you get there, and you will see that it means dog shit, nildo nothing. This life is not about that shit, you know, because that shit doesn't matter. Yeah, it's great. You make songs and those songs help people in some way. Really, they don't too much. It's like that person is using your song as sort of like a channel, a catalyst to, you know, imbibe their own strength that was already there and indwelling in the first place, but they're projecting it onto you. Like, you helped me get through this hard time. I didn't, and my song even didn't. You did it, and you use this as a tool, but let's call it teamwork. I don't know. But that feels great and everything, and success is really cool and stuff, but, like, none of it fucking matters, and none of it's gonna make you feel anything less than totally fucking alone in this world when you lay your head down on the pillow at night. Sorry, this is just the truth. Name me one person who's like, man, I feel fucking fulfilled from all my success, all my successful endeavors in music, say, in TV and film. If that were true, why do all these motherfuckers die these horrible, like, premature drug overdose deaths and shit like that? If that's so true. If you're so fulfilled and happy, you don't die of an OD, okay? That's just not what happens. That is not what this show business shit is. It's not about being happy and fulfilled. It is a cursed business. It is the devil's business. And so it's no surprise that the devil, as usual, comes and you got to pay the piper. And the devil sends demons that you don't think exist because you're an agnostic atheist. Good luck with that. You know, good luck with that, I say. God shows you that he exists by showing you that the devil exists. And when you continue to deny the devil, be like, this is my depression. Oh, is that yours? You want to keep it? I wouldn't say that if I was you. This is my anxiety. I don't think that it actually is. But okay, if you want it, you can have it. Now you've claimed it and it is yours. These motherfuckers don't know how the spirit realm works. And to them, I sound crazy. But guess what? They're following the leader. And this world is led by insane psychopath, sociopathic psychos. Oh, my little cat's playing the piano. I live a magical life. My fucking cat plays the piano and shit. If you want your anxiety and depression, go ahead and keep that over with you. I'm in bliss in the seventh dimension while my cat serenades me on the piano. Why? Because I live in union with the truth. We've been raised, each and every one of us, is, you know, save for the Amish and like some other weird off-grid culty people, you know, we're raised to believe a lie. That's right, Christine. That's a very good song. We're raised to believe that this is a 3D world. We're born in a crossfire hurricane, and then we grow up. We got to pick a career. We got to do the job. We got to make money. We got to pay the rent. Fuck that fucking shit. You know, and some people are out there saying, oh, yeah, well, maybe I wouldn't have to if my dad's owned a house and I could live in it. I still paid my dad rent, so suck my fucking dick. Exactly, Gustine, thank you. You know, that's neither here nor there. I've not always lived here. I had to go live in a closet under a staircase, you know, for $200 a month. You do what you have to make it, to do the thing that you think you want to do. And then usually you do it and you're like, this is not what I thought it was going to be. And you're like, nothing is ever as cool outside as it is in my fucking mind. And then, you know, there's just many, many privileged people out there who are cursed with never having had anything really bad happen to them, you know? And then there's the people who are cursed with having nothing but bad things happen to them to the extent that now they can't even fathom a life that's anything but suffering-filled, that's anything but a dredge through this daily swamp of just, like, low-grade horror. But then comes COVID, And here it is. Kovic's here to change our way of living and believing. If only we'll let Kovic be a catalyst for us to do away with our old life and our old ways and our old thinking and our old, you know, rituals and shit that we think keeps us safe. You've never been safe, yet you've always been safe. Believe in it or not, there's always been an almighty God looking out for you, and we've always and are always operating within God's divine plan for all of us. And you've never made a mistake, and you've never fucked anything up, and you've never gone down the wrong path, because you've always been on God's divine path, as evidenced by it happened, and it's happening. That is God's divine will, not yours. You're not that powerful. You can't do nothing that God doesn't say is okay. So suck it. You know, so suck it. People put so much on it these days. People are so wrapped up in themselves, and there's a direct correlation between self-obsession, you know, and misery. Because when you're always sticking your head up your own ass, how do I feel? I feel like this. I feel like that. I don't care how I feel. Do you know that? Like, every day I wake up, and unless the feeling is so overwhelmingly painful, I don't really give a fuck how I feel, you know? Because it's just passing through me. It's not me. I am not my feelings. I am not, you know, my fucking problems. And I see a lot of people out there these days who have no sense of self, raised by neglectful parents, like most of us, like any of us who are suffering from some sort of addiction or some major problem that affects our lives, you know. That's usually a result of faulty childhood rearing, you know? And as the rearing gets faultier, if you know what I'm saying, those problems get worse. And a lot of people are not doing so well right now out there, because people need other people, and it's not right to be fucking locked indoors on house arrest for a crime we never committed. You know, it should be up to us if we want to fucking go out there and risk killing someone's grandma. If you have a grandma that you go to see, maybe don't go out there. You know, don't tell me because I'm out doing my thing. My grandparents are all dead, have been a long, long time. I'm not seeking vengeance by fucking not wanting to wear a mask. I'm seeking my own freedom and my own sovereign right to breathe air and not to breathe into some dirty old fucking panty liner that's going to give me bacterial pneumonia, as it did back in the Spanish flu. Dr. Fauci himself in 2008 did a study about it where he found more people died of bacterial pneumonia in the Spanish flu than died of the Spanish flu. And here come all the libtards saying, well, that's because they didn't have clean masks. Yeah, well, I don't either, you know? And I'm not going to wear these N95s with these, like, fluoride-similar chemical and some other thing that makes guys' dick shrink. You know, fuck this shit. You guys do know what we're dealing with here. And gosh darn it, I want to kick some of you in your shrinking penises, because this is not about COVID. The vaccine was not created for COVID. COVID was created for the vaccine. This has been the plan for longer than you've ever known the word COVID. Do you notice how the term anti-vaxxer, you never fucking heard that until, like, I never heard it till like 2 months before COVID started. When my friend Kelsey asked me in a meeting, Annie, are you an anti-vaxxer? It's like, I don't know. Does that mean I don't think people should take vaccines? The answer is yes, then. Are you fucking retarded? Oh, wait, don't answer that. That bandage on your arm and that self righteous posts on social media showing that you've gotten both of your fucking vaccines. Rest in peace to you. I guess the trash will take itself out. Oh, God, sorry, that was too mean. What I mean to say is maybe, just maybe, what I always say is true, and we become that which we fight against, and I'm in the midst of my eugenicist awakening. Because I'm tired of these fucking social justice libtards being so mean and so blind, you know, as I'm standing here calling people pieces of trash. But, you know, whatever. It's just like, wow. Are you... You guys can just go around canceling everybody because they disagree with you. You can drop Ariel Pink from his record deal because he went to a Trump rally. I don't care what he does. If he goes and burns a cross on somebody's front lawn, you know, that is the person. Since when is the person and their political beliefs and leanings, like, affect our opinion of whether his music's good or not? Come on, wake up. Since when is the mass, when are the masses' opinions the right ones? Let's see, let's go back to a little place in time called World War II and the Nazi Party. The majority of people were down with Nazism, as they are right now. With the left. The Nazis were the left too. You ding-dongs. It's the Republicans. The Republicans are racist. No, you're the racist because you're the ones calling everyone racist. And you spot it, you got it. That's how it works. All you can show me is what you are when you call me or anyone else a name. That's why I'm always calling you guys retarded. I'm retarded. I'm not afraid to admit that. I am. Whatever. Spot it, you got it. Them's are the rules. But yeah. So basically, there's a tall order of waking up a whole bunch of fucking stone brain to the core ding-dongs, or all of us perishing for the day and the hour draw near. Indeed, the zombie apocalypse. Did you know Nostradamus? Predicted in 2021 that there would be, someone would create a biochemical, you know, warfare, something or other, that makes for a race of zombies. And then the CDC has Zombie Awareness Month this coming next month, May. Well, it may be a good time to get the fuck out of here. But don't kill yourself, because that's exactly what the devil wants you to do. He comes to kill, steal, and destroy. And that's not chill. But luckily for the devil, don't nobody even believe he exists. Which was by design. Wouldn't it? Yo, but look. Look around here. People are going insane. Dark energy is pouring in from the ether, the outer fucking realms are piling into planet Earth for the big event, you know? We've already had disclosure of contact, in case you missed it, in the beginning of COVID. They're like, yeah, there's aliens that we've had contact with. No big deal. No big thing. Nobody was really trying to hear that, though, because of the fact that COVID was happening. And now, I mean, I've been telling everyone who listens to this podcast, I learned about all this shit 6 years ago, deep down a conspiracy rabbit hole. It goes pandemic. It goes race war. It goes natural disasters. It goes alien invasion, false alien invasion. I didn't realize it also goes zombie apocalypse. I didn't realize that Nostradamus predicted that in 2021. Well, not in that he predicted in 2021. Zombie apocalypse. I guess it only makes sense. But people need to remember for when this alien invasion happens. You know, they're going to hit us with that fourth wave, all the while installing even more of these treacherous 5G towers everywhere. Those things make me sick. I drive by them, I get sick to my stomach before I see them. So I know it's not in my head. I'll feel this like weird nausea and be like, what the fuck's going on? Feels like when you have pilled stomach from taking pills, after effect. And then I look, I go, oh, look, it's a 5G. So what are some solutions for that? You know, do you think possibly these 5Gs are going to be used to fucking beam that Tupac, you know, alien Tupac hologram into the electrified atmosphere where they drop all these fucking stupid-ass chemtrails? Where they're making the lines in the sky and then, you know, oh, I've noticed there's a lot of lines today and yesterday. And then the next day, some weirdo shit happens in the world. Some El Niña. Some fucking Oye Como Va fucking craps onto our faces. There's so many quote-unquote natural disasters happening right now. We had over in Kentucky, in Colin Death Rage country, they were having fucking flooding. Now, oh, and before that, in Texas, people, like, shit is hectic. Everything's bigger in Texas. Bigger disasters. People were up to their knees in their fucking flooded pipes because it's never frozen over in Texas. And now it's in Florida. People will excuse anything that doesn't align with their fucking ridiculous beliefs. Like, bro, you trust the government? Get the fuck on. You know? I don't mean to be the bearer of bad news, a.k.a. the truth, because I know the truth is reviled and rejected and just something to be ashamed of telling these days. But I don't believe in that. I believe in the truth, in the one objective truth, and I don't really care what these fucking idiots say. I love everyone, but I think a lot of people are also complete fucking idiots. And slaves, and just like not using their own minds. And it makes sense, you know? The degradation has happened over the years so slowly that nobody noticed that we've completely become a fallen human race, where we welcome this new normal, whatever it may be, and we don't question it, we don't push back. Very punk. All the punks now say, take the vaccine, or you're a Nazi. Really? I think you're the Nazi, bro. Kill you. Oh, that's what the vaccine will do, so never mind. I don't have to do anything. So what's the good news? Well, the good news is aplenty. The good news is what it always is, and that I hate to talk about, but it's the only thing I've figured out. Well, there's two things. Okay, you can subscribe to the New Age ascension process thing. Now, I don't really trust New Age because Hitler was New Age. You know what I'm saying? Yet, the devil does give you 99% truth, so you'll believe the one lie that there's no Jesus. So, and I believe in Jesus because I've had real life experiences that have convinced me in this thing that I did not want for myself, and I still, low-key, still don't want. Sometimes, you know? It's not the hot look of the season to be Christian. And it never will be. And there's something to that, you know? There's something to it. It's a bad look even to be New Age, because it's just a lame look. But it's nothing like the bad look of being down with Christ. Now, we're all hypocrites, one way or another. It's part of the human condition. So, I'm not a perfect Christian, but I don't think I'm supposed to be. God uses each of us for our strong suit. Mine is sort of being a piece of shit. You know what I'm saying? It's like, I'm a piece of shit. But guess who loves me anyway? Jesus. And makes me better all the time anyway. Jesus. Jesus, I never thought I would be doing this. But here we are. So, The good news is if you subscribe to one of these slightly lame belief sets, because we're truly living in a choose-your-own-adventure novel at this point, right? So if you subscribe to one of these, you're granted some sort of freedom up out of this, you know, anal fissure reality that we're all living in. I pose a few questions for you to think about. I can't tell you what's true and what's real, because you won't believe it if you don't believe what I'm saying. You know, question number one, did your parents raise you to have a sense of self? Do you know who you are? Most of us don't. And so most of us subscribe to these political identity politics like things, and that is us, and we fucking stand for liberalism or fascism or communism or whatever-ism. For me, jism. It's my politics of choice. And if you come against that and you tell us something that makes, you know, our ego be brought into question, you'll be met with narcissistic rage because you're narcissistically injuring us by questioning or posing some truth that is, you know, at odds with our truth, because we think we are our truth. We're not. There's us as the person. Then there's our truth. Identity politics are fucking a vile thing, you know? The people who shout the loudest should probably be the quietest. And the masses, as I said, didn't everybody think Hitler was really great? Most people did. Remember that one picture where everyone's given the old Sig Heil and there's one guy with his arms crossed? That guy is me. You know? I mean, the proof's all out there. They're showing the AstraZeneca vaccine makers are in bed with the UK eugenics people. It's like eugenics is what Nazis were doing. They were breeding out the Jews, you know? Who knows? If everybody who's saying, like, vaccine, stay safe, double mask, those Nazis, maybe they're right. And if they're right, and I should be wearing a double mask and staying, #staying safe, maybe those first Nazis were right, too. At this point, I'm open to anything. I'm one quarter Jew. But you know what? Maybe they could kill off one quarter of me. I don't know how it works. It's getting crazy now that they have those gene splicing tools where you can, like, you know, pick what color the butthole is. Maybe you can do away post-birth with any aspect of me that doesn't fall in line with the collective's opinion of what is good. I don't know. I don't know what's going on. Doesn't it give you an existential pink sock to think about it too much? Most people aren't perfectly content to live in the dark. In more ways than one. Okay, here's my next question. If there was no television or iPhone telling you about COVID and all this stuff, how would you know that it was a thing? And nobody else had one either. If there was no news reports, if the mainstream media wasn't focused on it, how would you know that it was happening? Would you know, I guess, is my question. And my question number three is thus. When you're laying down at night or throughout the day, do you ever get the feeling that something is off? Most people at this point are suffering from depression and anxiety out there. Loneliness is a killer. Paranoia and schizophrenia is the extreme result of severe separation from our tribe. So, how do we know what's real? Who gives us a sense of reality? What are our guidelines for goodness, versus evil. When you have to deduce and discern what is right, how do you do it? Does it come from a sense of inner knowing? Or does it come from guidelines set out in the Bible? Or does it come from the societal collective's current ever-changing goalpost of what is good and right, subject to change at the drop of a hat? Where do you get your sense of truth, your sense of goodness, and your sense of evil? Lots of gay people ask me sometimes. Lots of gay people ask me something. Gay people have asked me in the past or mentioned to me that they have an interest in Jesus, but they don't think that they are deserving because Jesus isn't that down with gay people. And I say to that, that's not true. Jesus is down with all people. He hates the sin, not the sinner. Do I think that being gay is a sin? I don't fucking know. I don't care. It doesn't matter to me because we're all sinners. You know what I'm saying? If there's a gay person that has an interest in Jesus, I urge them to explore the relationship. And if it is a sin, then I'm sure he'll tell you about it. You know, and if it's not, you're chilled to roll. We all live in sin. I don't know if being gay is a sin any more than I know if being straight is a sin. I imagine being straight is not a sin until you fornicate. I think fornication and perversion and sex before marriage is a sin, but it's one that I commit, low key, high key, you know. We're all impure and we all fall short of the glory of God. But, you know, Samson, from that Samson and Delilah part, he was an adulterer. God was still okay with him because, you know, he was doing the Lord's work. So I believe if you're out there doing the Lord's work, it don't matter so much about the tiny details. Other people have said to me, well, I just don't understand this part about Jesus. If there's a kid, he's on a deserted island, no one's ever told him about Jesus, and says, you can only get into heaven through me, saith Jesus. How is that kid going to go to hell? To which I love to reply, who fucking cares? That kid is not you, bro, because you know about it. And so now that you've heard the word, fucking make your choice, bro. You know, white privilege to me looks like sitting around theorizing about God because you've never had something so bad happen that you've had to find out the reality. And speaking of bad things happening, why is it in that moment of, oh shit, our first natural instinct is to start praying to God? Oh my God. God, please help me out of this one. He don't always respond, do he? Because he's like that one friend that only calls you when they're having a really bad time. You don't explore a relationship with me in other times where you're just chill, says Jesus. I don't know you then. I don't know you. It's time to know him. Because this motherfucker is going to be bombing on this earth soon with a fucking flamethrower. Just like lighting bitches up. Like, do I know you? No. Flame sound. Zombies burned to a crisp. I don't know. I could be wrong about that. I promised I'd tell you if I ever didn't know for sure. And that's one of those moments. So that's my only solution, is that, or just like choosing to focus on things that aren't this fucking fallen world, you know? Turn within. If you're not down with Jesus, just turn within. Get to know yourself, because if you're finding fault outside, that fault comes within, from within, sorry. comes from within, like everything else does. This whole world is just a projection of what's inside of us. So if you see something everywhere, just know that that is your own shadow aspect you're projecting. That's why I see angels every place I look. Beautiful, heavenly angels. Let's do a meditation. I may have stressed you out with this podcast. Sorry. Let's do this. It's time to ascend. Have you ever in your life wanted to manifest something, to make something a reality, but you couldn't do it? That was probably because of the fact that when we're children, excuse me, some homeless guy's jizz in my throat. When we're children growing up, you know, we get programmed. We get programmed by the people around us. We get programmed by our parents, by society, by anything that we hear over and over again. Repetition drills beliefs into us. So if we have the belief that, say, rich people are not good people, we're not going to allow ourselves to get rich, because rich people are bad people. And bad people, most of us believe, do not deserve to be loved. I don't believe that in my active conscious mind, but I'm talking about our subconscious mind. We're not in control of it. The subconscious is not a person, it's a computer. So in order to have an updated system, you know, not be working with Windows 98 still, we have to make sure that we're giving that system the proper codes, proper information, proper programs. So this meditation will be best listened to at night as you're falling asleep in your theta brainwave state, the same state that the television lulls you into as it fills your head with incorrect beliefs and programs. If you're not willing to go to sleep right now, you could just take off your shoes, sit down or lay down. Some deep breaths for me. Breathing in relaxation and breathing out all the stresses of the day, of your life, of the world. We live in a world that we have no idea the truth of, because the truth of this universe is hidden. It is the truth of all of us, regardless. It doesn't matter why somebody has hidden our truth from us. Not in this moment, it doesn't matter, because we're trying to relax. What matters is that we come in to the truth of this universe, so that we can be empowered. Most of us are afraid of power. But power is a good thing. Not political power, but to feel the power within ourselves, to be powerful manifestors of our own destiny. Repeat out loud or in your head after me. I am a powerful manifester of my own destiny. My world is created by my thoughts and my beliefs. If I don't like the way I feel, I can change what I believe and feel differently. Changing my beliefs changes my reality. Choose to believe I am creating a life of my wildest dreams. I easily manifest that which I desire. All forces of the universe conspire in my favor. By virtue of me wanting something, I know that something is destined to be mine. So far as I can believe, I can bring this into actualization. I am a powerful being. I am stepping into my power. Things that will help me help others. The truth is alive within me. I see the truth everywhere I look. I am empowered by knowing the truth and telling the truth. Joy comes from abandoning my ego, self-forgetting, and finding interest in my fellow man. I am a seeker. I am looking for answers. I find answers. Consciousness and awareness constantly increases and expands. I reach new heights, and I am reinvigorated by my constant state of increased spiritual awakening. The forces of the universe conspire in my favor. I command physical health for my physical body. I manifest perfect physical health in my physical body. My consciousness manifests perfect physical health in my physical body. My body is a map of my consciousness. And so I have perfect physical health. Perfect health and perfect happiness are my divine birthright, and I claim those now. I release victimhood, and I empower myself to be great. I am the maker of my own luck. No such thing as luck. My purpose is rooted in being of service to my fellow. My purpose is rooted in speaking the truth. God awards me all the things which I need to fulfill His divine purpose for me. I will stand up for what's right and what is true, even if I am the only one standing. Forgive all of those who I have resentments towards. I pray for all these people I know and the ones I don't to get everything they want and deserve in life. Spread love and not your butt cheeks. I'm Annie Hardy. Keep it real. Keep it organic. Don't take the vaccine and do not panic. Thank you to Jimmy for making all these cool ass meditation sounds with me. And thank you. Goodbye.